Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our morning was Shichli Nishmas, Maris Esther, Batsa Shurma Chanas, Rabbianus, Armata Chanabas, Rameh Zev. And Chayu Chavit Fega, Bas Michavit Yisdat, Basia, Moshe Rim Peshadina, Bar Yisrael Moshe Mordechai, learning based in the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, Hagoyin, Yonas and David, Shlita. Elu tasu l'Hashem b'mo'adechem levad minidreichem minidvoseichem. Talking about the Karbonos in Bamidbar 29:39, it says this is what you should do for Hashem. On your mo'adim, besides your nedarim and your nedavis. Rashi writes, Shem yikshel lo lachzor liyushalayim nimtzoi rabal tachay. Rashi says, you might have trouble going back to Yerushalayim. You'll be over in Baal Ta'acher, not bringing your Karbanos within three regalim, so that you promised, that you swore. So Mimela, when you're ready there, when you're ready in Yerushalayim, so bring your Karbanos. That's what it means. Elu tasu l'Hashem b'mo'adechem. These Karbanos you bring, besides the Nedarim and the Nedavos, you should also bring, so you're not over in Baal Ta'acher. So it emerges according to this, that the mention of Nedarim and Nedavos over here is not shayich to the inyan of the Moadim. It just seems like an Eitzah. You're already there, so bring your Nedarim and Nedavos. However, it would appear that there's also a depth here regarding the Moadim. And that's based on what it says in Parshas Re'eh. That was Pinchas 29:39. This is in Parshas Re'eh 12:6. Ve'vesim shamo olaseichem etzetchen v'nidreichem v'nidvoseichem. And then it says in the Parsha, Vayamokoim, Ashe Yivchar Hashem Alekechem, etc., Shamat Haviu, etc., Vachol Mivchar Nidirechem, Asher Tidru Lashem. So it says you should bring there to that place the your Nidarim and Nidavis, and then the place that God chooses, there you bring your chosen Nidarim that you made in Nedir to Hashem. So why do we need two Parshias? Tell us to bring in that special place, in the holy place, to bring our Karbanos. So Rashi writes that the first parasha, 12:6, is talking about Shiloh, Mishkan Shiloh. And the second parasha, 12:11, so that's talking about Yerushalayim. Now in the second parasha, we have an added word, Mivchar. Mivchar Nidrechem. Rashi explains, Malamit Sheyaviu Min HaMuvchar. They should bring from the choicest of animals. So the question is, why did the Torah only tell us in the second parasha, when talking about bringing to Yerushalayim, to bring from the choicest? Why don't you tell us already in the first parasha? We can explain this, Behekdem, what we see in Parsha Sreya 11:29, Benasatis habrachal hagrizim, etc. Halohema be'evar yardin. Rashi says nasim bem simen. So I'm aware to give the brach and the klala, and it gives a simen. And afterwards it says 12:5. Kima mokom sheiv chashem l'shichor tishu bas hashem. The Sefer says brought in the Ramban. Seek it out and you'll find it, and then the navi will tell you. So this is weird. When it comes to hagrizim and har evil, there's seven different simanim where it is. And when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, we blab with the suffix. You have to seek it out, and then you have to ask a Navi. So why is it that we're so clear about Har Gizim and Har Evil, and not about Mokom HaMikdash? So the answer is that Har Gizim and Har Evil are Ba'ascholas HaKnisa L'Eretz Yisrael. That's where we got the Bris Ba'alu B'Shavua. And therefore, at the beginning, we're at the Chitzonius of HaGol Arutz, with the external part of coming into Eretz Yisrael. That's the Chitzonius of HaGol Arutz. That's when you have all the simanim, when you're in the world of Chitzonius. When you want to come to the Kedusha of Pnimei Pnimius, of the depths of Kedusha, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, there has to be a schia, b'oisa midah, ובהקבלה לחלק הפנימי שבלב. You have to go to the internal inside of your heart in order to get the pnimius, in order to get the Beis HaMikdash. You have to be doyresh, you have to be choyker, you have to investigate. You have to do whatever you can, like David says, Tehillim 132. Zechor Hashem leDavid et kol anoto Hashem nishpad Hashem ledav leAvir Yaakov. Im etein shnat leinai vulaf epay tenuma. Im emtza ad emtza makom laShem mishkenot leAvir Yaakov. Remember David, he swore to God, he's not going to sleep until he finds a place for Hashem. David HaMelech is going to seek out, like we see in the Gemara in Devachim. David HaMelech is going to seek out, try to find where's the exact Makom HaMikdash. That's the parallel between the deepest place in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash, and the deepest part of the heart. Go to the deepest part of your heart to find the deepest part of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash. Whatever they have in Kedushas HaMakom, you have the Kedushas HaLev of a Jew. Shechanti B'Seicho, it doesn't say B'Shechanti B'Seichem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the Lev of every Jew. See the parish of the Gran Shir, Shirim 117. Klapei Zayin, the Rambam writes, Sof Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach, Al Shemen HaMenorah, Menachos, different types of Shemanim. U'miyachah shekulam k'sherim l'menachos l'meninu, k'dei lei de yofeh she'ein ma'ale, l'ma'ale himenu, ha'shaveh v'apachos. K'yaroitza l'izkos atzma yokuf yitzor v'yavi karbono min ha'yofeh v'ha'mishubuch, b'yoyser sh'b'yosim min. They're all kosher l'menachos, but we're told that certain shemanim are better than others. So you have to bring the better shemanim in order to force your yetzer and bring your carbon from the meshubach b'yoyser. He says, I wrote to liskois. Liskois doesn't only mean a merit, it also means zach, pure, ois edelin. By Hevel it says, Vayisha Hashem el Hevel, that God went to Hevel's carbon, God turned to Hevel's carbon because it was the nicer one. And that's everything for God. It should be min ha'noah min ha'tov. If you build a shul, it should be more beautiful than your home. Kol chelev l'Hashem. So it says, Karoitze, everything fat, the fats you should bring to Hashem. You should give Hashem the best of what you have. So it says, Karoitze l'zakos is atzmai. So it would appear that the more you're mahadir in your mitzvahs, the more you're megale, what chelek of your nefesh relates to the avoda. If you give from the nicest, that shows that it's coming from the deepest part of you. If you're doing it just to be yoytzi zayin, so then you don't give such a nice chelek. Haba talia. And then when you actually do the giving, it's mashpi on you to reveal your pnimius. So your pnimius is revealed by what you give, and then what you give is megale your pnimius. It opens up your heart. And then Dafka, that's why Dafka in the second parsha on Yerushalayim, it says, Mivchar Nidrecham. Yerushalayim Hashem says, Po Eishev, Ki Visiyah, Tehillim 132:14. But here I will sit, because this is what I desire. This is my place, not like Novin Givon, which where there was a Mishkan, but that wasn't the place of Hashem. And the depths of the heart of a person which seeks out this place is that part that's Mechuvin to the Hashem's Ratzin. That's Hashem's place. And the depth of a person's heart that seeks out this place is the part of a person's heart that's mechuvin, that's directed at Hashem's ratzon. And therefore here it says mivchar, you should bring me a mufchar. In other words, dafka by Yerushalayim, it says mivchar. Why mufchar? This is where you bring the most beautiful, because this is where your pnimius halev is revealed. There's a parallel between Mivchar Nidrecha and Amokom Sheyivchar Hashem. Hashem chose this place, and you have to give from the choicest. Hashem reveals His Kedusha. You have to go to the Kedusha of your Pnimius Halev and bring from the best that you got. And now we understand why a person is bringing his Nedarim Nedavos Beragalim. Not only to save time. Oh, you can have to schlep back. No, Rashi is much saying much more than that. Part of the avoid of Aliyah L'Regel. You must say, Avoy ve'eroi p'nei Elohim. Aliyah yatsima'on. When will I come and see the face of God? Going up L'Regel is this thirst. that we come from all places of the earth to a Rai Pnei Elokim. There's a Gilui Halev. This is the best time to bring in a Dharma and a Davis. So the Chashash of Baal Ta'acher is part of your Neder. You're going to bring it on time and not too late. But the point is, you want to be Megali or Lev, you want to give to Hashem. You want to give the beautiful and the Dharma and the Davis that you promised. And Sukkot has a special Ishtokakus for Hashem, a special element of desire, because the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is based on the thirst of the lower waters to be chosen, as we've discussed in the past, we'll discuss in the future, that the lower waters want to go to connect to the higher waters, to the waters of Shemayim, so we put them on the Mizbeach. So in all mitzvahs and avod of Zeh Keli Banveyu, but specifically on Sukkot, there's a special hiddur in mitzvahs hayom lekachtam lechem pri etz hadar, to take a beautiful esrog, to show Hashem how much you want to come close to Him and give Him your best. Beautiful. We move on. Vavoydes HaChag, there's a new nusach that we have. Korishat HaChoshim, like you saved, Shomrei Mitzvahs, those who guard the mitzvahs, V'choyche Yeshuas, and those who await salvations, V'rishian, and save us. What is this all about? Shomrei mitzvahs v'choychei yeshuas. When we stood at Har Sinai, the zoama, the impurity, was removed from us. And in the Cheira Egel, we lost this madrega. Lachen ka'odim temusun, as the Medrash says, based on a verse in Tehillim. Now we have to die again. After Yom Kippur, we remove the Cheira Egel and we go into the Sukkah, the place where even a mixture of ra is not allowed to enter. It says, called the Ezrach be Israel, that excludes the Erev Rav, only the Ezrach, only the citizen of Israel, but not the Erev Rav. Yeshua Basukkis will sit in Sukkis, and the Anani HaKavod would not allow the Erev Rav in, so to the Erev Rav aren't allowed in the Sukkah, which is Echel Anani HaKavod. The Sukkah has Shemir even from the Erev Rav. There's a certain Bechin of Chazorah, B'mei'ein, what was before the Chet Arishan Gan Eden. There they were Eitzim, and Adam was told, Me'etz Adas Toiv V'ra Lo Yisoichel. Avoidus Adam Arishan was needed to be Dveikus De'etz HaChaim. Dveikus, without going into the world of Sveikus, of Vikuchim, of Shakel V'Tarya, of a Metzius of Toiv V'ra. We're supposed to go into a world of only good. We have to know that in the Torah, which is called Eitz Chaim, the Metzius of Ra, is just a means. It's not a true Metzius. When a person learns a sugya about a ganav, about a shakran, about a ramai, he's not dealing with something evil. And these tziurim, these pictures of these people, weren't mashpia al Ra. A person also learns he cheats on his wife, she cheats on him, she's an Eshasi, she goes with this guy, he goes with that woman. So this is all lumdus. This is all the lumdus of the sugya, tseichel ha-Torah. But it's not mashpia a person in the world that he's going to become a noyev because he learns about it in the Gemara Chas V'Shalom. Only when it's in the world of Maisa, when it's out of the world of Lamdas, then it's evil. The Shaklan, the Ramai, the noyev. If a person was Dovik B'Toyro, which is called Eitz HaChaim, all his avodah would be B'Simcho B'Tainuk Shel Dveikus, the Asagas HaToyro, B'Li Mifkosh Im Yetzer Hara, there'd be no meeting with the Yetzer Hara, it would just be Simcha. Only when a person goes in to connect to the feeling of evil, then it's called Das Toiv Ra, and then it becomes a Tairobis of the Yetzer Hara. And at that it says, Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovo Ra, meaning, it doesn't say Oysa Mitzvah, it says Shomer Mitzvah. Shomer is like it says, Shmira Zuha Mishnah. In other words, you guard the Tziur HaDover, the picture, the illustration. Ushmartem Zuha Mishnah, Sifri Brod and Rashi, Devarim 4:6. The Mishnah is Shmiras Tziure Dine HaTorah, Kamoishahem B'Mekoyram. Mishnah is guarding the pictures of the laws of the Torah as they are in the original. When a person is shomer the mitzvah, he doesn't know dovar ra. He doesn't have this das and chibur of a dovar ra. In other words, he guards. It's just going to be a picture. It's a tzil. It's not the real thing. It's just abstract. It's lumdus, but it's not really evil. And that's dinei Torah b'makorim, that they don't really exist. People aren't really doing bad, but just the idea of bad. So he's a shomer mitzvah lo yeda dovor ra. He will not know. He will not connect evil. He will not go into that world of the Eitz Hadas Tov V'ra. In Chazal, they say on what Aaron was mitzvah, Pesach Olamor Teish V'yom V'layil Shivas Yom Mushmartem, in Vayikra 8:35, talking about after Nadav and Avihu died. So it says, Zeh She'omar HaKosuv, in the Tanchuma, Shemir mitzvah le'idah dovara, Omer lehem Moshe la'aron ubanav, Shimru avelus shiva siyamat shalagia b'chem, Hayu mishamrim v'lo yodim amam mishamrim, Kama sh'nemar, Shemir mitzvah lo yeda dovara. So this pasuk was before the ma'aseh with Nadav and Avihu. These are in the Shiva Simei Miluim. Before the ma'aseh of Nadav and Avihu. And there already Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron and his sins, sit in Avelus for 7 days before it actually comes. And they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know what this Shmira was. Ushmartim, what's this Ushmartim? What are they keeping? And that's what it means. Shemir mitzvah le'da davar ra. They were Shemir mitzvah and they didn't know evil. That's the Medrash Tanchuma. So after happened what happened with Nadav and Avihu, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hu asher diber Hashem b'kroivai akadesh. That's what Hashem spoke, that with those close to me I will be sanctified. There was not an emphasis that something evil will not happen, but Shomer mitzvah lo yeda dovor ra. He won't know. He won't know why he's sitting. He won't know what this 7 days of Avelus is about. So it means Shomer mitzvah le'yeda dovara. He's not going to be mischaber to this dovara. There is a dovara, but he's not going to be mischaber. And based on what we said, what it might mean is that since Aaron goes into the Mokom Hashchina, Pesach HaOmoed, there everything is holy and pure. There's no mitzius of ra. So you're not going to know it. It's going to exist, but you're not going to know it because it's not real reality. It's not true reality. And then it says, "Va'achechem kol beis Yisrael yifkor esesreifa shel soraf Hashem," and your brothers, all of the house of Israel, will cry out for the burning that God burned. Nadav and Avihu died, but not you, not Aaron, because that kedusha b'sharsha at its root is not. There's no reality of evil. Lo yeda dovara is not mischaber to ra, because there is no true ra. Shomer mitzvah. When you're shomer, when you're in the world of tziurim, then there's no ra. There's no ra in the Metzias. There's no chibur to ra. Because in the true reality, there is no ra. It's just in our existence there is, but in abstract true reality, in God's reality, there's no ra. And only when we ate from the Eitz Hadas Tova Ra, we brought the ra to our existence. But there's really no ra. There's not supposed to be ra in the Metzias, and one day there won't be. And then when you learn about it, you're just learning it, but it's an idea, it's an illustration, but it's not the real thing. The mitzvah of Adam HaRishon was to just guard one tzivui. And the content of that tzivui was not to go into Yedias Tov V'ra, Al Tifnu El Elilim, like the Rambam is Marich at the beginning of Perek Beis of Uchtav Zara. Don't look after the good and the evil. Rambam's talking about Avodah Zara. Rambam's telling you not to go after your Demianus, as we spoke about in a different shir. Person's Dovik, B'Toyro, V'Kedushas V'Simchas HaToyro, then everything is good. He's in the world of Eitz HaChaim, there is no Ra. After we finish with the Cheda Egel, and we go to the Malach of the Tikkun to bring back what we lost at the Egel, we come into, that's Yom Kippur, then we come into the Sukkah. And that's similar to the Mahalach of Adam HaRishon. On Nanei HaKavod, we have this great clouds of glory above us, the Siyua Shel Mala, the Shpizin coming down, and we have the Avir of Gan Eden. Gan Eden was Tzmicha La'avdo L'Shamra. And in Sukkot, we also have this Avodah of Tzmachim. So we have this, we're supposed to go back, the Sukkot is supposed to be a Mayan Gan Eden. in the shadow of God and the glory of God. And there's love to the Shamra on the Tzmicha, on what grows. And we also have that on Sukkos. Also, we have Avodah Yedei Tzmachim, the Arba Minim, the shaking of the Arba Minim. Tosfos Sukkah 37b, bring a Makor. As Yichanenu Atzei Yar, Kibo Lishbotus Haaretz. That's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's the Lishbot, it's Man HaMishpat. Ki Lo'olam Chazdoi, V'mu Hashiyenu. And then we say, Az Yiraninu, then Yiraninu Atzei Ayar. Then all of the Eitzim of the Yar will praise God, will sing to God after Kibbol Lishbotus Haaretz. Ki Lo'olam Chazdo, V'mu Hashiyenu, Zem Shemananu Behodu, Uvana Hashem Hoshiyana. It says Ki Lo'olam Chazdoi. It says these psukim, like Tosfos points out, it says these psukim afterwards of Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lo'olam Chazdoi, V'mu Hashem El Hayashenu, and that's why when do we do the shaking? We do it at Hodu, and we do it at Ana Hashem Hoshiyana. Is a Kabbalah that the Atzei Hayar of Oz Yiraninu are the Eitzim in Gan Eden. That if they would have been properly rectified, then Lo Yeda Dovo Ra. The Ra just would have just been a Lom Deshe Echetimtzi. It just would have been an abstract idea, but not a true reality of evil. And then the evil that we have in our reality, in our existence, came only after the Echilu Meitzei Das Tovo Ra. Similar to this is the avod of the nanuim, the extra simcha of Chag HaSukkos in Korbanos HaChag, that umas olam holchem im smatim Rashi b'Midbar 29:18, meaning that the whole mitzius, their whole mitzius is mismayit, and they lose their chashivus because b'sheirash hadavar harei kol koich hara shelahem hu rak hechitimtzi lahavin mazet toiv, but they had no koach be'etzim lahara, and that's what it means mismatim v'holchem, which we'll discuss in Mirtashem or in the future, to show that their evil isn't real evil, and they're all evil is just a hechitimsi for the tov, and then that's going to become less and less until it dissipates completely. And therefore, we say kaiyshat shemrei mitzvus. What this means is shemer mitzvah, shmiras tzuras hamitzvah b'sharosha, asher hi me'aver lezeh haolam, u'me'aver lemakom shel mitziut hara, me'aver lezeh haolam. We want to keep the root of the mitzvah, which is beyond this world. You're shomer the mitzvah in its purity. You're shomer the mitzvah in a place where there's no reality of evil, like it was at the beginning of the Bria. And that matzav rechoyche yeshuas, when we're shomer mitzvahs, we guard the mitzvah in its pure state. Rechoyche yeshuas, we await for the Yeshua, we wait for the true Yeshua. And therefore all the tzakos of sukkahs come on yeshuas, hoshana, hoshiana. These are tzakos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us. This tfis of la'avdo l'shamra, a voidu which is called kula simcha yaseira, without any opposition, without any clash with mitzius hara. Kan b'simcha zu, here in this simcha, the altifnu al elilim that we have by Adam Arishan and Gan Eden, don't turn to avodah zarah, don't turn to shtusim, don't turn to stupid demyanis, don't turn to yedias toiv hara. We go from there to pnu elai v'hivashu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Seder Hashanas and Hashanah Rabbah, turn to me and you'll be saved. When you're Choyke Ra, that gives an Ishul, that gives a stamp of approval to its reality. But rather, instead, Pnu Elai, we turn to God, and then all the evil dissipates, V'yivashu, and then we have a true salvation and everything is great. And when we sit B'simcha, Derech Simchut Tzadikim Bashem. That's the greatest turning to Hashem. So we should be Zerechem Yitz Hashem to be Paina to what's above us, to Hishana, that Hashem should save us, Shomer Mitzvahs, that we keep the mitzvahs in their pure form, where they're just a Lam D'Shei Hechetimsi, but they're not a real thing. And we're Choyche Yeshuas, we wait for that Yeshua, that there should be just Tov and no Ra, and that's the true Simcha. There's no Hitnakshut, there's no clash, there's no opposition of evil. V'hadvorim Me'irim Kesapirim Baruch Hashem. And we have a lot more to say, so please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.